Welcome to Steadfast Hope. This is Kent Steinbeck. I'm his assistant, Steve Lawson. Come alongside to help Kent on this Bible study.
Don't tell everybody.
And we're coming to you from Herb's house. It's a coffee shop here in Dallas, Texas. And Kent, as always, we've got a great study in store. We're in John 8, verse 24, Kent. And the title of this is The Divine Christ. The Divine Christ. And I want to begin by reading this passage, and then I'm going to talk about it. And then Kent, you and I are going to really try to connect it to our lives. John 8, verse 24, and just to set the setting for this, just for one second, Jesus is addressing a large group, but in that group are his enemies. And the Pharisees have sent temple officers to come to arrest him. And so you might say, if there was ever a time to kind of pull back your message and to soften it a bit, you know, you might, from a human perspective, say, well, this is it. Well, instead, Jesus actually pushes down on the gas pedal and comes out with even stronger statements. He's fearless. He is a bold preacher of the Word of God. And so in verse 24, in the middle of this discourse, he says, therefore, I said to you, and the idea is I'm reinforcing what I've already told you, that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Hint, everyone will either die in their sins or die with forgiveness of sins. And there's not a third category. Jesus is addressing an unconverted, large multitude of people here. And he is addressing them in this evangelistic message. And he's pulling no punch. And he says, you're going to die. And you're going to die in your sins. And if you die in your sins, you will stand before me in the judgment, Jesus is implying. And you'll go straight to eternal destruction. In a place, we hesitate to even say the word, in a place called hell. And the only way to escape this is to believe that I am he. Now, Kent, you and I both use the New American Standard, and we can see that he is in italics, which means it's not in the original Greek with which this was written by the Apostle John, and also was not said by Jesus. Literally, this reads, you will die in your sins, for unless you believe I am, you will die in your sins. Well, we're back to this divine name, I am. Again, hearkening back to Exodus 3:14, the burning bush, God revealed himself, I am who I am, to Moses. You remember, remove the sandals from your feet. And so it's a divine name that is really the name that speaks to his self-existence, his transcendence, his majesty, but that he is dependent upon no one, and everyone and everything is dependent upon him. He's without beginning, he's without end, he's never increasing, never decreasing, he's immutable, forever the same. That's what this title, I am, means. Not I once was, or not I will be, but I am. Every moment of every day, whether eternity past, within time, or eternity future, he is always I am, the God who was, who is, who shall be forever. And Jesus is saying, unless you believe that I am God in human flesh, unless you believe that I am truly God and truly man, perfectly God, perfectly man, you will die in your sins. This is a strong statement that you cannot believe in just any Jesus, but that you must believe in the Jesus who is God from all eternity past, who has come now, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died a substitutionary death upon the cross, has been raised from the dead, is seated at the right hand of God the Father, co-equal with the Father, possessing all authority in heaven and earth. This is the Christ. This is the Jesus we must believe, the divine Christ. So, Kent, let me toss it over to you. This is a biggie.
I mean, this really sums it up, right? And, yeah. I think about as we start this day, all of us listening, we all have a number of things that are on our plate.
Yeah.
And we have concerns or worries or things we need to do. There is nothing more important than this.
Amen.
And I was thinking
Amen.
About your life. A lot of people don't know, but you, believe it or not, could have done a lot of different things in your life. I mean, you were a great athlete. You went to college on a football scholarship. You got out. What are the different things you wanted to do that you could have done? And what were they? You could have been in banking.
I wanted to be a lawyer.
A lawyer.
I wanted to be a, you know, produce sports magazines.
Yeah. But you worked with a guy. Did you work in politics or banking?
Yeah. The last man to beat George W. Bush in a political
race.
Yeah,
you helped him. But anyway, the point is, I don't know anybody that works harder than you, and you do it just for this. You have given your life, and every day, you know, 60, 70, 80 hours a week just for this. And what does that, why have you done that? Why have you done that? And just tell the audience.
Well, there's nothing more important than knowing God through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's, in a sense, everything. Everything else flows out of my relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And God has called me to devote my life to this. And so I've burned my bridges behind me.
Yeah.
And there's no going back to anything else. And this is really, we've talked about this, Kent. There's only two things going out of this world.
Yeah.
The Word of God and the souls of men.
Yeah.
And so you and I have chosen to invest our lives in different ways, but to invest our lives a lot together to the Word of God and the souls of men, to take the Word of God to the souls of men so that they can know this Christ, this Christ. And Kent, I preached yesterday, Trinity Bible Church, and you were sitting right there, and we looked at the baptism of Christ and the inauguration of His public ministry that would take Him over the next 3+ years to the cross, where He would lay down His life a ransom for many. And that message, I mean, you know, Paul said, I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So the old saying, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And this is really at the heart of the main thing. The deity of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's the cornerstone. It's the chief cornerstone of Christianity, who Jesus Christ is, because it really defines and affects what He came to do. Only one who was God in human flesh could have done what He did on our behalf.
Exactly. So another question. When we look at this verse, Steve, there are 6 words in here that Jesus repeats twice in this one sentence. Why is that? Is that translation accurate? Why would He say that twice? Why would
you
He repeat
it?
Yeah. Why would
you
He
die in your sins?
Say that twice.
It's to underscore the repetition. Underscores the importance of it. It's almost like taking a yellow highlighter and just highlighting it and then underlining it with a pen.
He's talking to everybody.
He's talking to everybody to shake them, grab them by the lapel and pull them up. You will die in your sins unless you believe that I am. And if you will believe that I am, you will die, but you will not die in your sins. You will die with your sins taken off of you and having been placed upon Christ at the cross and taken them far, far away, never to be brought back up against us again. So, you've got a very observant eye there to see those 6 words.
So, when He says, die in your sins, does that mean, some people think, well, I'll die, and then after a number of years, then there'll be annihilation, and it's just all over? And what does die in your sins mean?
Well, you will die, and you will exist forever. Will be dying, but never dying, forever in a place known as the lake of fire and brimstone. If you die in your sins, As Charles Haddon Spurgeon has said, there's no repentance in the grave. Mm. I mean, there's no second chance after death. That's why Paul writes, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation, that we have to believe now while there's opportunity and not procrastinate and put this off. And so there's a sense of urgency, Kent, about this. And the Bible says in Hebrews that it's appointed unto man once to die. Mm-hmm. And after this, the judgment. So we have two unbreakable appointments, death and judgment. And so we've got to settle out of court. Mm-hmm. I mean, we must turn to Christ now, today, and to believe in him, or the day will come where it'll be too late. Mm-hmm. And a person will die in their sins. But today, the gospel is being offered to you. The good news of salvation is being offered to you this moment. And if you have never believed in Jesus Christ, this is God's invitation to your heart. It's his summoning of you, calling you to turn away from your sin, repentance, and with faith believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and embrace him as your Lord and Savior. And him who comes unto me, I will in no wise cast out, Jesus said. May you do so today, this very moment. Call upon the name of the Lord, and he will save you.